Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Even as Egypt's Coptic Church laid to rest Pope Shenouda III, there's a sense of vulnerability. Sat7's Egypt director Farid Shamir says rising anti-Christian sentiment is disconcerting.
They feel they are lost, especially in this time. We don't know who is the coming president. Do we have an Islamic state? Do we have a liberal state? We're not sure about what's happening. So a lot of uncertainty, which makes it worse.
A Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa addressed these issues.
Sat7 tried to give hope and tried to share the emotions of the people, but also to present the hope of Christ.
Meanwhile, today is World Water Day. While it's a day of awareness, what really makes it a success is finding ways to be a part of the solution. Compassion International's Kathy Redmond says every 15 seconds, a child under 5 dies of a water-related disease.
What we have is something called Compassion's Water of Life, where we give out filters to our beneficiaries. And these filters, they're very small, it's very uncomplicated, and it's got a 5-gallon bucket attached to it. But it cleans water.
Our sponsored children have filters all over Africa, the Caribbean, and South America. The hope of the gospel comes with the water, too. And March 30th will be a day to talk adoption with one of your favorite Christian musicians. Mac Powell, the lead singer of Third Day, will be answering real-time questions about adoption via Twitter. Powell and his wife are adoptive parents. Bethany Christian Services' Mark Andreas is looking forward to connecting him with couples considering adoption. Pray many families will move forward with adoption, which James calls pure religion. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for the people of North Africa and the Middle East, and a chance to win a free trip to Israel. Get your free 31-day prayer calendar to help you pray, and a link to the contest. Go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.